Blog Talk Radio.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate to tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me.
DJ, hold up. Time you want to play that song, every time you want to play that intro, you want to do that. We got 40 people in the studio, you want to be dancing around, throwing a party, then I have to be on this mic, you know, getting a little swerve on, as the Americans say. That's torch, we ain't having that. People, what's going on? Sidekick Cassidy, they're bringing it back in the mix here, live and direct. Today's word on the street, people, diamonds are forever, if so is in Haiti. Napoleon tried to get rid of them. Two Duvaliers tried to get rid of them. They're still here. Embargoes, sanctions, coup d'etats, kidnapped presidents. Well, that's what's being alleged. Hurricane this, hurricane that. Haiti's still here. You don't like it, they don't care. People, what is going on? Word on the street, Hollywood unites for Haiti. HUFH.org. People, there are some Haitians in the mix tonight. Not personally in this room, but they're in the mix tonight. What are they doing? Working on the behalf of Haiti. What is going on, people? Come to me live, 646-595-2892. 646-595-2892. For those folks out there with the prepaid, and I know there's a whole lot of y'all out there, don't laugh, don't hide, I know who you are. You can always go to the site if you listen to me, chat with me live, I'll talk to you back if I can. I'll definitely give you the love, but tonight, like I always said a long time ago when I did this, talk radio station, I don't want to just talk about Congo and stuff like that. You know, I was born in Kinshasa, my old Mama Yemo Hospital, my Tantina Mbombo still works there. But I want to talk about other things, give other folks a night to shine, a moment to shine. I think ABC News is talking about people making a difference, that little segment. It's not a little segment, but, you know, short segment where they talk about people making a difference. And I want to do the same thing, even though I did this before that, talking about people who are making a difference, no matter where they are. I don't care what country. I don't care if they're in, you know, Yugoslavia. I want to talk about other people making a difference so people can know there are people out there doing what we do, and that is caring about the culture. Tonight, next 28 minutes, we're going to talk about Hollywood unites for Haiti. Let me tell you how this came about. Well, let me tell you who they are first off. Then I'll tell you how I found out about them. And Jimmy, if you're out there, I'm going to tell them the story. Hollywood Unites for Haiti. I'm at the website, actually. Beautiful website. Pristine. It's not one of those low-rent websites where you have to wait 14 days for it to load and you see one picture and the last time it was updated was like, you know, 2 years ago. No, this website is crisp, clean, professional. Has some nice footage on there, video, nice links. Beautiful website. This is how it's done. But if you know Jimmy and his family and you know the Haitians, this is how they do things. Let me read to you what, you know, what's going on with Hollywood Unites for Haiti. And check out the website again, HUF, as in Frank, H.org. Hollywood Unites for Haiti is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to promote sports and cultural activities for the underprivileged youth of Haiti. HUFH recognizes the unique opportunity that Hollywood has in raising awareness about Haiti. Let me rock that again. HUFH recognizes the unique opportunity that Hollywood has in raising awareness about Haiti. HUFH founder Jimmy Jean-Louis says, quote, Haiti has suffered many setbacks in its rich history, and yet the Haitian people have never lost the character to face adversity with creativity, resilience, and community, end quote. So much needs to be done in Haiti, and you can help. Let me tell you about Haiti. It was Maxine Waters, Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Every year it talks about Haiti, gives love to the Haitians, gives love to the people. People seem to forget, while folks were still kind of enslaved in America, the Haitians was laying it down with the machete, the whip, and the sugar cane down there in Haiti, all right? First, we'll say Black Republic. They had some light-skinned folks, the mulattoes also, the Creoles. Back in 1804, you know what's happening in 1804 in America? when it came to our brothers and sisters, do the research. 1800s, Shaka was taking it to the English over in South Africa. But let me tell you three things about the Haitians. President Obama came from Chicago. Chicago was founded by who? A Haitian immigrant. Don't know if he was legal, but that's another story. Well, Chicago was founded by a Haitian immigrant. When the Americans had problems with the French down in the Louisiana area, who do you think supported and gave tactical support to the American forces? Haitian soldiers. When Simon Bolivar wanted to liberate the Latin America, South America, from the Spaniards, who do you think he asked for help? The Haitians. It was Haitian troops that gave tactical support to him. Let's add one more to the mix here. Who do you think helped collapse the Napoleon French Empire? The Haitians. They did it without T-Mobile, Verizon, Two Ways, Chirps, instant messaging, player-to-player, Skype, LimeWire, BearShare. Give me a break. They did without that. And look what they did. They collapsed an empire so bad, I don't think a French president has visited Haiti yet. Better yet, France was like, look, you're going to have to pay some money if you want to recognize us. Haiti paid the money. They suffered since then. Haiti's still here. Haiti's not some backwater country. There are some houses down there in Haiti that will put to shame some of the houses in Beverly Hills. I'm going to tell you right now. Let's not get it twisted. Now, let's get back to what we hear. Unite for Haiti. Let me tell you how I found this organization. I was going to clean up my email, and I'm subscribed to listserv, befilm.com, befilm.com, run by this brother, Haitian brother out of Miami. Let me pronounce his name right. Is it Woodrick? Woodspring? But a brother Woods down in Miami who puts out information about the Haitian movie industry religiously. Let me tell you, going on to Miami, those Haitians aren't waiting for Hollywood to give them a hookup. They're telling their own stories down there. So go to befilm, befilm.com. Check them out. There's a release going on every day. Now back to the groove here. I'm skimming through there, checking out the latest releases, and then I see something that says Hollywood Unites for Haiti. I said, well, this is very interesting. Is this Hollywood, Florida, or Hollywood, California? So I click on the link, and then I see a name, Jimmy Jean-Louis. I'm like, well, that name looks very similar to a good friend of mine in Hollywood, Jimmy Jean-Louis, who, as you know, he plays, ironically, the Haitian on Heroes. He's a neurobending, I believe not a telepath, but he can basically wipe out your memory on Heroes. He plays a character named The Haitian, right? Ironically. So I said, well, man, he has the same. So I click on the link. What do I see? Jimmy Jean-Louis in this organization and all his people down in Haiti on a fact-finding mission, giving out stuff they collected up here in Los Angeles, California. I was moved. I was done. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. Now, of course, I had to cuss them out because me being Congolese, the Haitians trust Congolese. I'm from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. When we were colonized by the Belgian didn't trust the French to teach us French. They brought over the Haitians. So that's why Raoul Peckles, who's Haitian, directed Lumumba, had all those nuances in that movie because he grew up in Congo. You go to some parts of Congo, you think we call them Little Haiti because there's Little Haiti all over Congo. So to us, Haitians are West, are Caribbean. And the Haitians, I'm sure, see us as Central African Haitians. Ma Kandao, from that rich history of the Haitians, was Congolese. He spoke Arabic and another language. He was from the Congo. See, we're still in the cut. So anyways, I was aghast. I was offended. My mouth hit the floor. Jimmy does this initiative for the people of Haiti. Jimmy, who received the first award, won the first from our organization for African Heroes Day. I actually have to give him the statue that we got made for because he has to get that also. So I said, I'm going to call him. I called him, cussed him out. I said, brother, you're going to do something for Haiti and not call me? Because I have the love for the Haitian people. Love for the Haitian people. Please. How can you not have love for the Haitian people? Spoke to Jimmy. Jimmy, what's going on? He gave me the information. You know, I still cussed him out. He'll tell you. He gave me information about the organization. And we talked about it. I'm like, okay, cool. I said, look, we're in the street tonight. We'll do it next week. I said, no, we can't wait. We're going to do it tonight. Here we are. Hollywood Unites for Haiti. I told you, you know, a little about the organization. Let me tell you about their mission. Their mission, as a nonprofit again, is to promote sports and cultural activities for the underprivileged youth of Haiti. Noah says not for the people of Haiti, for the underprivileged youth of Haiti, because yes, there is middle class and upper class in Haiti people. And him being up here, he still wants to give back. People are going to ask, why? Why? Well, here's why. Because the organization recognizes the unique opportunity that Hollywood has in raising awareness about Haiti. Again, let me say what the Jimmy Jean-Louis said, the founder. Haiti has suffered many setbacks in its rich history, and yet the Haitian people have never lost the character to face adversity, resilience, and community. So much needs to be done in Haiti. From their site, they've chosen to focus the efforts on sports and culture to brighten the hearts and minds of kids and encourage them to build confidence, competence, and community whilst they learn invaluable life skills and citizenship. They, as a new generation, will be the glue which strengthens their country, and yes, they will have fun along the way, exclamation point, no question. How is this going to happen? They will create sports and arts programs in areas where there are none. They will promote existing grassroots organizations already promoting sports and cultural activities with equipment, supplies, and funds to accomplish their goals. They will endeavor to link these grassroots organizations so as to provide strength in numbers and efficiency and teamwork. With your help, HUFH will establish a Boys and Girls Club in Haiti where under one roof we can provide access to cultural and artistic activities, for example, computer labs, artists, photography, music studio, etc., which will enhance vocational and professional skills. So you're going to ask yourself while you're listening, what can I do? Well, this is what you can do. HUFH is in need of financial assistance, sports equipment, computers, and art supplies. We do not have a big organization to support, so your donations go straight to the cause. Sports equipment does not need to be new as long as it is in safe, workable condition. Many teams throw away items they still have years of use left on them. We are also gathering donations of art supplies, photography equipment, used computers, instruments, and other items that children can use to create artistic projects of their own. So you want to donate? Go to the contribution page. People, I'm coming right from the website. This website is no joke. Crisp, clean. So I know you wait. You're like, okay, look, my prepaid is about to run out. How can I help these folks? How can I help? Well, I'm about to tell you. As Prince said, because there's something else. How can you contact this fine organization, Hollywood Unites for Haiti? You can go to their mailing address, 538. I'm sorry. Get ready. Pen and paper. You ready? Here we go. 5338 Hillcrest, that's H-I-L-L-C-R-E-S-T Drive, Suite number 2, Los Angeles, California, 90043 in the USA. Again, that's 5338 Hillcrest, C-R-E-S-T Drive, Suite, S-U-I-T-E, number 2, Los Angeles, California, 90043. Phone number, 323-244-2712. 323-244-2712. And for those folks who are don't 6653-1859. You could also fax them. 323-290-9000. 323-290-9000. Give them a call, people. 323-244-2712. Tell them sorry, he says hello. Another number, 866-533-1859 for those folks that don't have long distance. And I know you're out there. Stop trying to be all proper. Now you have a way to contact them. You can even email them if you have to. People, it's a fine organization, a fine organization. Let me give you some more information here about Word on the Street tonight, Hollywood Unites for Haiti. Go to the website. I'm not even going to tell you who he took to Haiti already. I'm not even going to tell you who he and his people he's working with this organization in this great cause. Don't got money to give? You got some soccer shoes in the back? You got some art supplies? Pen and paper? Notepad from the 99-cent store? Old computers? Now, I don't mean old computers. They don't want computers from 1980, Matt Wright, that has a memory capacity of two kilobytes. All right? Yeah, but, you know, something recent. We'll put it to use. There's a lot of computers I know get thrown away that still can be used by somebody, particularly people here. Go to the website, hufh.org. You can send them an email. They have a newsletter also you can subscribe to so you can stay in touch. People, they're no joke. Let me tell you who the players are involved in this organization here, who the team is. Whoa, we got some music coming in. Here we go. You ready? Rock it to me. You already know about Jimmy Jean-Louis, founder president. He founded the organization in 2008 as a means of helping the people of his beloved native Haiti. Born in Pétionville, Haiti, Jimmy left the country as a young man to pursue a successful international career in television and film acting, but he never lost his feeling of connection and empathy for the daily struggles of his countrymen in Haiti who are suffering from poverty, disease, and natural disasters. As a lifelong sportsman and semi-professional soccer player, Jimmy saw athletics as a means of helping poor Haitian children rise above their circumstances, learn about health and team play, and become role models for their communities. He arranged for donations from his Hollywood soccer club, Hollywood United, including money and equipment to be sent to Haiti and distributed by local clubs for use by kids. In subsequent trips to Haiti, Jimmy has brought various entertainment and political celebrities. Go to the website, people. See who he brought down there. He's brought various entertainment and political celebrities with him to tour the country and see both its beauty and tremendous challenges. It is his hope that he can use his influence to improve the lives of everyday Haitians and bring worldwide attention to their plight. If even 25% of the attention Dafur is getting now was sent to Haiti, you see a radical change in the Haitians, particularly for the underprivileged down there. Trust me. Next person, Evelyn Jean-Louis, co-founder, secretary. Evelyn, what's going on? My sister from the Seychelles, beautiful island off the east side of Africa. Evelyn Jean-Louis, co-founder, secretary. Having visited Haiti on various occasions, Evelyn has been captivated by the spirit and generosity of the Haitian people and the potential of such a beautiful country. She was eager to be a co-founder of Hollywood Unites for Haiti. She studied in England and is a published author. She has been involved in community work in England and Seychelles for many years, where she is from. Throw it up for Seychelles, people. She looks forward to working with HUFH's dynamic team to create a foundation for the youth of Haiti to mold their own bright future. Yes, folks, we got the Africans in the mix. Throw it up again for Seychelles. Co-founder also, treasurer, Yoli Thomas Carlos. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. Yoli Thomas, we'll say, or Thomas. Carlos, whoa. Got the music coming in. You're probably hearing that. That's from the website. All right. Yoli Thomas Carlos, co-founder and treasurer. If I mispronounce your name, I apologize. She was born from Haitian parents. Yoli left Haiti when she was only 13. The memory of the poverty level in Haiti remains with her throughout her childhood. Throughout her adulthood. I correct myself. Consequently, she has been working with various U.S. nonprofit foundations for many years. Her aim is to improve the life condition of the future generation, the Haitian children. As a professional, her skills and knowledge have helped her to accomplish her purpose. Ms. Thomas Carlos has over 20 years of professional experience as an accountant. She holds an international relations degree and a master's in business accounting. And she is an enrolled tax agent authorized to practice before the Internal Revenue Service. That is no joke, people. Ms. Thomas Carlos owns a small accounting firm that provides various accounting services ranging from bookkeeping to business management to corporate and individual taxation. That is the crew, people. That is the people. People, we're talking about tonight, Hollywood Unites for Haiti. Show the love. Check them out. The word on the street is Hollywood United. Football club, that's their football team they have out here in Hollywood, California. There's a few other things going on. Jimmy had told me there's some soccer match coming, I believe, April 11th in New York. So all my Haitians out there, all my people that have love for the Haitians, love for the culture, love for the people of the culture that talk about the revolution, I believe Jimmy was telling me, April 11th, 2009, supposed to be a soccer game out there, football we call it, but soccer, in New York. Check out the website, reach out to them, internet, give them a call, let them know what's going on. Oh, you want to know who the board members are? Let's see, Alex Cole, entertainment talent manager, Jonas Petit, economist, Anthony LaPaglia, Emmy Award-winning actor. Yes, Anthony LaPaglia, Emmy Award-winning actor. Ian Carrington, film producer. Much love, respect. He has much knowledge of the game. Advisory board is Frank LaBeouf, soccer World Cup winner, France 1998. Jason Mathot, director of Hollywood United Football Club. Kevin Shapley, CEO of Kijik Multimedia. That's K-I-J-I-K Multimedia. And their partners are Le Athletique, D-I-T. Again, that's Le Athletique, D-I-T. And Hollywood United Football Club. People, you want something, you want a cause to help out? Well, here you go. This is what I'm talking about. Get down with the program. Do what you can. Shoot an email. Say, hey, what can we do? I have some pen and paper here. What can I do? All right? you might hear some music coming in and out because on their site, they actually have some live music. You might hear it now. Can you hear it? Ah, that's Jimmy. That's Jimmy. I'm not even let you hear right now. I want you people to go to the website, HUFH.org, and check out this video that's on the front page of that, on the home page of that website. Professional, cut, good music, good voiceover. He sounds familiar. And look what they're talking about. And this video is something that's film worthy. This isn't some, like, you know, handheld on the run video. Check them out, people. It's time we got left here. Oh, my goodness, we have 9 minutes left. My God, look at all these emails coming in. Yes, Jimmy John is, hey, I'm asking these emails as they're coming in on the chat, on my other chat line here. Hey, guest 2696, you've been there for a while. What's going on? Who are you? But thank you for supporting the cause. You was on during the show, DRCNN. We talked about Congo, and now I see over here about Haitians United, Hollywood United for Haiti. So thank you for your support, whoever you are, guest 2696. People, what's going on? Word on the street is what? Exactly. People back there, what's the word on the street for today? That's right. Hollywood unites for Haiti. Special project? Yeah, they have a special project. Let me tell you one. Here's a special focus project they're working on, people out there in the Wonderland. Listen up. It's a special focus project. Gregory Constance is a very promising young musician whom they met at Quai Saint-Germain Rehabilitation Center in Haiti. Currently wheelchair-bound, he needs a computer to accomplish his goals to produce his own music. Here's his wish list. People, get the pen out. Again, we're talking about Gregory Constance is a very promising young musician who they met at Quai Saint-Germain Rehabilitation Center in Haiti. Currently wheelchair-bound, he needs a computer to accomplish his goals to produce his own music. Here is his wish list, people. Write it down for you musician folks out there. I know you're listening. I know you can hear me. Here's the pen and paper. You ready? Rock it down. His wish list includes a Dell Studio 1535. Okay, I guess you musicians know what this is. Are you ready? A Dell Studio 1535. A Core 2 Duo with 2 gigahertz. Again, a Core 2 Duo with 2 gigahertz. His next wish is a 2 gigabyte RAM with a 160 gigabyte hard drive. Again, that's 2 gigabyte RAM with a 160 gigabyte hard drive. That's a computer, folks, the tower. Or a DVD rewritable webcam. All right. He either wants a DVD rewritable or a webcam or Wi-Fi. That might be the capabilities altogether or individually. Plus, is on his wish list is a Bluetooth. You know what that is, people. Also, a 15.4-inch display monitor. Again, a 15.4-inch display monitor with Avec Wireless. For an operating system, he'd love to have the Vista Home Premium. He'd love to have the Vista Home Premium. Now, if you can't get the Vista Home Premium, you can get the Windows 98, Windows 2000, Windows XP. Get him the Windows XP, people, if you got that. Let's not go old school back to Windows 95. All right? Let's see what we can do. Come on now. That's their special focus project. People, it's right on the webpage. You can check it out. You can see what's up. That's his wish list. Jimmy's a humanitarian Haitian. Always had love for the people. You know, we're doing a short film called Once Upon a Time in Vertiers. It's about the final battle that led to the independence of Haiti. When I talked to Jimmy, Jimmy was like, I'm down. I'm not going to say what role he's going to play. I'm not really going to talk that much about it, but it's something we're working on. And I know that the shoot. See, my Haitian people out here in L.A., they want to make it happen. They're talking to people in Haiti. I'm like, I have no problem shooting there. Unlike some people who want to do a movie about Haiti and not even shoot it in Haiti and not even cast Haitians in the lead role. Hey, Haitians are doing films that, like, out of Haiti, that's no one's business. They are doing films ridiculously. Go to befilm.com. Check out how many films the Haitians got out. Woodspring, you are doing a great job down there. Go to the website. Check him out. Word on the street is what? Talk to me. My God, where are all these emails coming from? All right, all right, all right. How much time we got here? We got 5 minutes left, people. Let me give you a little more love here. Go to the webpage. You're going to see some music, Persevere by Angela Latti. Again, the music, this music playing on the video that's on the homepage is Persevere by Angela Latti. People, word on the street, Hollywood unites for Haiti. Go to the website. You know what their mission is. You're like, what can I do? You see that pen and paper over there by the corner? Once you have some of your friends, you know, if they have any, put in the bag. Reach out to the people. Hollywood Unites for Haiti. Here's their number. You can call them at 323-244-2712. 323-244-2712. For those that don't got long distance, use your toll-free number, 866-533-1859. 866-533-1859. Want to send a fax? 323-290-9000. On a mail a contribution with its money, our supplies, blank CDs. You know, you can go on a Radio Shack, buy some, you know, flash drives. I teach technology. I should know, right? Yeah, I teach technology over at New Design Charter School. Great place. Founded by a Ghanaian named Dr. Yah Aduchin. We're out here in Hollywood. Again, we got to show love. That's why I'm looking forward to that short film with Haitians in Creole, a little bit of French, a little bit of English, but with the Creole, with the Haitians. If they can do Troy and Elizabeth and all those other movies and Napoleon 50 times and Cleopatra 90 times and, you know, Alexander and all that stuff, we can't get one movie about the Haitian Revolution that helped collapse the French Empire? Is there really a conspiracy going on? Well, there's a conspiracy to keep them enslaved. The Haitians said, screw this. We want our freedom. And people are like, I'm sure someone's like, well, what are we going to do after we get our freedom? And someone else said that, we don't care. We'll deal with that when we get our freedom. Let's just get our freedom. People, mailing address for Hollywood Unites for Haiti, 5338 Hillcrest Drive, Suite number 2, LACA 90043. It's a great cause. Check out the site. Show the love. Show the support. They've been independent since 1804. I know you want to say about Liberia. Liberia, you know, wasn't a free country. It was founded by some black slaves that were basically deported out of the Americans, went back to Liberia. They started ethnic cleansing against the ethnic Africans on the coast. That's how Liberia came around. But that's another story for today. Oh, I'm sorry. That's another story for another time. You have Ghana. You have Egypt. But people, we're talking about 1804. Independence. You can't take that from them. January 1st, Janvier 1st. Am I saying it right? I hope I'm saying it right. People, if Haiti got at least 25% of the support that the movement for dieting, there'd be a radical, there might not even be a need for this organization after 1 year. They got just 10% of the support that Dow Hurricanes, you'd be surprised what difference you can make. You want to go down there? Check it out. People, we got 1 minute left. Hollywood Unites for Haiti. Website, HUFH.org. Check them out. Give them the love and show the love. Jimmy Jean-Louis, Evelyn, Ms. Carlos, keep doing what you're doing. Anything I can do, reach out to me. Again, this is a special show today. Because of the special project they're doing. And people, diamonds are forever, and so is in Haiti. Folks don't like it, too bad. Hurricanes couldn't do it. Napoleon couldn't do it. France couldn't do it. Please. People, show the love, nothing but love. We in California. So let's show a little bit of California love. People, we're on the street. Hollywood United for Haiti. I'm gone. Saiki Kessi de Benga, I'm out.
Sunshine State, where the bomb ass can be. The safe where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp beat. On a mission for them greens, lean mean money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon, now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining, looking like I robbed Liberace. It's all good.